Sometimes the marquee pitching matchups do not live up to the hype. This one did. Kershaw versus Lynn, but it's Lynn who falls behind early.
Grandal smashes one. Center field. Straight away for Yasmani. Home run. 1-0. White hot. Yasmani Grandal, fifth of the season. A curve gets Molina, his eighth punch out of the night. A 1-2. Peralta down swinging on a slider. Take your pick. And gets Diaz with a slider. A masterful shutout innings from Clayton Kershaw. And 100th pitch of the night. Is ball one, and it gets by Grandal, who still can't find it. Grichuk's going to come home to tie the game. A wild pitch that allows Grichuk to score from second. Fly ball to right center field. Peterson and Puig both back on it. They come together. Puig catches it. But Peterson takes a hard blow, and Puig goes down to his knees as well.
These two guys giving everything they had to catch that ball, and Yasiel came up with it. This is Jock's second collision of the evening.
Line down the right field line, peeling into the corner. It's a fair ball. Piscotty digs it out. Hernandez headed home. That will do it. Logan Forsythe, in his first game back, is the hero.
Second career walk-off hit for Logan Forsythe. The Dodgers take it 2-1 in 13. This was the first game in the major league since April of 2014 where each starting pitcher turned in at least 8 innings with double-digit strikeouts. It took a few more innings than expected, but Dave Roberts did get the results he was seeking as the Dodgers came through with a 2-1 13-inning win against the Cardinals on Tuesday night. Here is the L.A. skipper commenting on the big victory.
Jock, stiff neck. It's almost like he had got into a car accident. I think that he's got cuts on the forehead, the arm, took an elbow to the jaw. Hit his head against the wall. So right now there's limited range of motion when he turns to the right. So as a left-handed hitter, obviously it's going to get stiffer tomorrow morning. But right now we don't see it as a DL situation. And, you know, hopefully tomorrow, knowing there's going to be some soreness, but hopefully he we'll reevaluate then, but we know that there's going to be some soreness. But right now, no DL.
Do you hold your breath when you see your outfielders collide that way? And what happens tonight in the outfield in particular with communication?
You know, it's one of those things, and, you know, we preach communication all the time, but where there's a situation where both guys are going for it, they're both selling out, and there's not a clear-cut guy who's going to make the play. So they were kind of in no man's land right there, and they both sold out. So, you know, unfortunately, Jock came up on the short end of it. But initially, you know, I thought we lost both guys.
Did you hold your breath, though?
Yeah, we all did. And, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, two valuable pieces, and they're all valuable, but, you know, the everyday players, to lose them to a collision like that would have been very unfortunate. But I think we have a little solace in knowing that Jock, it could have been a lot worse, but a stiff neck, I think that we'll get past that.
And then does your stomach drop when you see Clayton once again pitching a gem and then the wild pitch gets away and
you have to get? Yeah, it's one of those things that, for me, you know, we've managed them, I think, pretty well up to this point, and I've said that there's times that I'm going to push them, and not to say that was pushing them, but you know, I felt the way he was throwing the baseball, the curveball was as good as it's been all year. The slider, I felt, was very sharp. Fastball, I mean, everything was working tonight. So I felt that part of the order, I felt he deserved a chance to finish the game and complete that game. So, you know, I felt that was his game.
With Jock, is there some sort of, like, concussion protocol?
He did, and to my understanding, he passed it. You know, I always say that, you know, the days at Clayton pitches, it's a stressful day. But this was one of the weirder ones of the season. You know, he threw so well. And, you know, you look up through 13 or 12, we had two hits. You know, their guy won 120 pitches. You know, it was just two outfielders colliding and, you know, you're holding your breath. So it was a funky game. But I think for us to, you know, get out of it with a win, pretty good feeling in our clubhouse right now. You know, I, you know, he told me he was ready. So, no, you don't expect Logan to punch four times. But if there's a guy, when the game's on the line, I still trust him. And that was a big at bat. And it takes a lot of mental strength to strike out four times, to then take a walk, a tough at bat to take the walk, and on a close 3-2 pitch, and then come up with the game on the line and get a base hit. So Kike's at bat shouldn't go unnoticed either. You know, that's a heck of an at bat, and he's played very good baseball for us. So we did a lot of good things, and again, we'll take the win. He did, and there might have been something else, but you know, to his credit, he wanted to stay in the game. So I think that he's not feeling his best, but enough so that he felt he could stay in the game. So I'm sure that, you know, on the injury report, we might have a little something, but big and strong, he'll be back in there tomorrow.
Are you able to share with us something else?
I don't know. I really don't know. And once he said he could come back in and play, and I got verification from the training staff, then I didn't want to ask too many more questions. So I'll kind of circle back after this.
But you said he can play tomorrow?
I'm expecting him to be in the line tomorrow, yes. Yes, yeah. I do expect some type similar pitcher's duel. You know, we talked about before the game, the Cardinals have been really pitching. And Lance Lynn, he just has variants of his fastball. There's a kind of the rise ball four-seamer. He's got a little one that cuts a little bit. He's got the sinker that kind of bears in on righties and gets off the barrel against left-hand hitters. So he was using that, and we just really couldn't time him up. And to his credit, after he gave up the homer to Yasmani, he bared down and pretty much matched our guy pitch for pitch. So, you know, and Mike Leake's been their best pitcher all year. So we got our work cut out.
Clayton Kershaw lost his shutout bid in the ninth inning on, of all things, a runner scoring from second base on a wild pitch. But the lefty was his usual dominant self nonetheless, as he spoke to the media following the game.
Yeah, it was one of the best ones I think I've had in a while. I don't know, best of the season or not, but I think just the results of it. And I really threw, I think I threw one that Piscotty hit to the wall that was borderline, but everyone else I was satisfied with, so that was good. Yeah, I mean, tough pitch to block. Obviously, you hope it just is a wild pitch, but you know, just unfortunate. There's no way else to put it. You know, just the way it bounced and the way where it ended up, and you know, a guy gets two bases on a wild pitch. That's no fun. But you know, our guys kept grinding through it. Relievers did awesome, and you know, that's why it's awesome to have Logan back. You know, he had a rough night before that, and same guy up at the plate, doesn't change, and grinds through another at bat, and puts a great swing on a ball, and wins us the game for him on his first game back. So just kind of a testament to him and the way that he approaches the game. Yeah, he's a good pitcher. You know, he knows how to win. He's won his whole career. You know, I think everywhere he's been, and or not everywhere he's been, but every season that he's pitched with the Cardinals, he's just you know, he always finds a way to win the games. And tonight was no different. Pitched very well. You know, very efficient as well. And you know, I can see why guys are gonna have a tough time. His fastball's got a lot of life on it, and you know, it's not easy to put a good swing on.
What do you think when you're sitting there in the 10th line?
Yeah, you know, our guys did an awesome job. You know, I think, you know, once you come out of the game, you just, you know, just back to my normal routine of watching games. So just trying to root for our guys. And, you know, they threw some amazing arms out of their bullpen too. You know, that Bowman guy's nasty, and O is pretty nasty himself. So, I mean, just a lot of great arms coming out of their bullpen. And that could have gone on for a long time. So thankful for Logan on that one. Yeah, I was in the clubhouse, but, you know, I saw Jock up there, and it's scary, man. I mean, especially with, you know, those two guys that are everyday players for us that are going out there, and they're going to be in our lineup every day. And, you know, it's scary, you know, and not just not for the benefit of our team, but just for their well-being too. The way Jock got hit, and, you know, he got a forearm shiver from Yasiel, and then his head got jammed into the wall. So it was it looked pretty bad. Thankful that it seems like, I mean, I'm sure he'll be sore tomorrow, but it seems like he's doing okay. So,
is that a first game that you can recall where a wild pitch would have a dramatic impact on the game?
Not the first I can recall, but maybe the first for me that, yeah. I mean, I've given up plenty of runs on wild pitches before, but none that I think started at second base. So,
sixth inning after the behind you, you got like each successive out to sort of kill that rally. Do you feel that when you're on the mound, or are you kind of tuning it out?
Yeah, fans are great here. You know, they can, yeah, they were pretty excited tonight. We had a good crowd for Jock bobblehead night, so that was great. And, you know, I think, you know, in that inning, you know, you get Grichuk, you know, that's really the big out right there. You know, with the seventh hitter, it's a great thing about the National League. You really have to just get one big out. And he hit it hard, just thankfully happened to be right at Adrian. And then, you know, you just have to strike the pitcher out, you know, or get him to, you know, not give up a run. And so, you know, that's a great thing about the National League is you face a pitcher sometimes. And, you know, thankful I got that opportunity. And then, you know, Fowler, you just kind of cut a bear down.
The Dodgers send Rich Hill to the mound on Wednesday as he opposes Mike Leake.